Alyssa Walker-Campbell. I want to welcome you back to Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Remember to listen to the show on the go. Just download the Yahoo Sports Radio app by searching Yahoo Sports Radio in your app store. And you can also listen on any computer or smart device by going to streamysr.com. That is streamysr.com. Normal data rates apply. So right now in our next segment, it is time to tee it up. And we're going to shine the spotlight on how to learn the do's and don'ts of golf with etiquette expert Peter Post. Peter is joining us on our Progressive Insurance Celebrity Guest Line, and he has just released his new book, The Unwritten Rules of Golf. Good evening, Peter. It is so nice to have you with us this weekend.
It's a pleasure to be with you, too. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you, sir. And summer is just around the corner. Golf season is in full swing. So I thought, you know, it's a perfect time to brush up on our golf etiquette and the unwritten rules. I want you to break it down. I mean, golf is the only sport where how you treat other people in the game is as important as the actual game itself. I mean, we know the rules for playing golf are clearly defined, but how golfers expect other golfers to comport themselves before, during, and after a round, I think, is less codified. So what was the goal of your book?
Yeah, the goal of the book was to really bring those unwritten rules, not to how to swing the ball, but how to interact with the golfers that you're going to be playing with and the other golfers, and make that information available, kind of like put it down on paper where both a new golfer could find out about those things, because they're very nervous about that. They worry about being able to, you know how, where to stand and what to do and all those things. At the same time, frankly, there's some experienced golfers out there that don't have to get it all right, and they could use a little refresher course as well. So it was for both groups that I wanted to be able to produce a book that didn't tell them how to swing, but it told them how they could get people to want to play golf with them.
And I have to wonder, too, Peter, just how much fun was it putting this particular book together? I know you've produced some in the past, but, I mean, I just have to assume just a tremendous response from some of the stories on golf etiquette and what they should be doing out on the course.
It was so easy. I put up a survey. I asked people to tell me their stories.
Right.
Stories galore. Mm. And, you know, the guys that I play with, I mean, they're in the book. And the stories are real. The ones that I tell are real stories with my real guys that I play with every Thursday afternoon, in fact. You know, it was really fun because they got right into it. I even asked them to read the manuscript and make sure that they saw what I saw out there and that they felt that it was really an accurate representation, even if it made a little bit of fun of them at the same time. So it was like this group effort in some ways. It was more fun to do. I can't tell you how much fun I had doing this project.
I love listening to your enthusiasm in your voice. What do you love about golf the most? Because one of the things, as a mother of two young sons and two junior golfers, I mean, what I love is just, it's a game of sportsmanship. And to go through your book, it was so refreshing just on, you know, remembering how to behave accordingly.
Yeah. I think the thing I enjoy about it as much as anything else is the camaraderie. The guys that I play with, that I played with for 20 years, and we get together every week and we play a game of golf. And, you know, we can put everything aside and just get out there. And for 4 hours, you know, the work isn't involved in it, the problems at home or whatever else might be out there, that's not part of it. What's part of it is four guys who can get together and just have a common interest and enjoy each other's company. And then the golf is almost secondary at times. I mean, you know, yeah, you might have a little bet, you might do a little bit of this or that, but really, it's the fun of being with these people and enjoying it. And that's, again, why I love doing the book, because what it helps people understand is so much about golf is about how you get along with the other people. And if you get along with them well, you get invited back. And frankly, if you don't do those things well, and if you do things that really frustrate other golfers, you're going to find yourself playing all by yourself.
Author Peter Post is with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We're talking about his brand new book, The Unwritten Rules of Golf by Peter Post. And you had said that, you know, you had posted a survey on the Emily Post Institute website explaining your project, outlining, you know, what is the biggest complaint. So what were some of those top frustrations from golfers and some of that obnoxious behavior out there?
Sure. The by far, number one complaint, frustration with slow play.
Oh, yes.
It just drives people crazy. You know, almost two-thirds of the people, that was their number one complaint. They just, and they wanted to know both how to deal with it in their own group, how to deal with it with other groups, what kinds of strategies were out there to be able to avoid it yourself. And all those things were all part of the whole chapter that's just on slow play.
Okay, so how do you deal with it? I mean, you buy them a round of beer? I mean, what do you do to get those guys and gals to be moving forward?
Yeah, if it's a group that's in front of you, it may even involve how you ask them if you can play through. And, you know, a guy I played with one day walked up to a group in front of us playing slow, and he asked them if it would help them if we played through. And I thought, what a brilliant way to put that. Suddenly you made it like you were going to help them out and make them feel more comfortable because you'd take it on yourself to quickly play through. Instead of saying, you guys are really playing through, you're a bunch of idiots, we need to get by you. And these guys immediately said, oh, well, yeah, thank you. We'd love to go ahead and have you play through. And it was like clear sailing for the rest of the day. So it was a little bit of a how in that case of how do you deal with it? Otherwise, you know, you can always take the bull by the horn, so to speak, and literally just walk around a hole, skip a hole, and go by them. And I think that's another way to deal with it. You can try to get a ranger to talk to them, but that sometimes works and sometimes doesn't. Those are three strategies for it that can help you.
Okay, we're visiting with Peter Post tonight at YSR, the Big E Sports Show, talking about the new book, The Unwritten Rules of Golf. So tell us about the layout of the book. I mean, what can readers expect?
They can expect to find out right from before you arrive at a golf course what things to be thinking about, what kind of clothes you're going to be wearing, what kind of place you're going to be going to, what kind of rules they may have at a golf club itself so that you're aware of how to deal with things in a way that doesn't end up embarrassing yourself. So it deals with attire, the clothing to wear in a golf outing, and thinking about what you want to be wearing and maybe some of the mistakes some people have made when they've gone out there in something that was really not the right golf attire. And then it talks about thinking about what happens as you've arrived at the course and you're dealing with the club itself, the environment, things like cell phones and those kinds of things. Do you turn them off? How do you handle yourself with that? Those rules that exist at a club. And then the first tee, making sure you're on time. Don't be late. That's a key piece of advice for the thing. Once you're on the course, it's playing the course, and some of the advice for both where you stand and how you who hits first and how do you do all that kind of stuff, to fixing divots, to dealing with pin etiquette, which I call pin etiquette, and handling yourself around the greens. And then finally, you know, after the round, we talk about the 19th hole. We talk a little bit about going to events and sort of wrap it up. And that's the totality of the thing. How you deal with your spouse who you shouldn't be giving advice to out on the golf course. So, you know, it's all these different things that happen out there, and it has nothing to do with how you swing the club, but boy, it sure matters as to how you're viewed by the other people.
Well, and Peter, you talk about that in Chapter 10, a time to talk and a time to be quiet, and I can certainly relate to that. Recently, I was in a tournament with my 8-year-old son, and I was caddying for him, and we completely disagreed on his club selection. He wanted his pitching wedge, and I suggested the 9-iron. As a result, he bogeyed the hole. He was 20 yards short. Mom was right, but the chattering, the chit-chat that was going on between my son and I, the other players heard it, and they were not happy about it.
Yeah, I can just see that happening, and that's just exactly the sort of thing that we're talking about, you know? And don't try to, you know, if it's your husband or your wife, be really careful. Especially out on the course, offering advice. I did watch a person one time get so frustrated over time that she finally looked at, we were on about the 14th hole of this thing, is right next to a big pond, and she had the radish with his telling her what to do. She dropped the ball on the green with her putter, made a swing like it was a driver, and hit the ball about 50 yards across the pond, turned to her husband and said, how is that?
Oh.
And she never touched a blade of grass with the swing on the ground. It was incredible. He never said another word the rest of that round.
You're listening to the voice of Peter Post. He is joining us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show, as we talk about this new book, The Unwritten Rules of Golf. Tell us, I mean, what was the very best story that you received from that survey that you had posted online? Anything about some hole-in-ones?
There was a couple of hole-in-one stories. There was a story of a group of women who were out there, and one of them, you know, hit her ball in for a hole-in-one. And they were all excited and everything else. And it was almost like the next person was like, you know, how do I follow that up? Am I even going to bother to hit a shot? Sure enough, she hits her ball into the hole as well. That was pretty exciting. I thought that was a pretty neat story. But I think the stories I like the best are the stories of a guy who went out with his son, and he'd been playing, you know, with his son, and there's a group of guys behind him who were being held up, and the guy knew that they had been waiting for him a little bit, and that had been happening. And so the guys behind him, you know, they finally finished the 9th hole, and the drinks cart came over and brought them all beers that the guy had sent back to them, and saying, you know, I just want to tell you how much I appreciate your not pushing us, letting my son play and letting him learn a little bit about the game with me out there. And I just wanted to let you know you guys were okay. And he'd sent them out 4 beers. And that's the thing about golf. That's where I see golf being such a great thing for everybody to do and to enjoy out there. That, you know, there was four strangers getting beers from somebody because they'd done something nice for him.
Peter Post, Peter Post, the great-grandson of Emily Post and a passionate golfer. He is the author. He's a New York Times bestseller. And, of course, his new book is The Unwritten Rules of Golf, and you can go anywhere online and check that out. Such a pleasure to have you on our show. Peter, stay in touch. Let us know when you come to Houston. We'll take you out for a round of golf, okay?
I would love it, and I'll let you know. Thank you very much for having me on.
Thank you, sir. Much more straight ahead tonight at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. You stay close. Always the biggest and best in sports at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Wow, we got to take time to thank all of our amazing guests. Lee Klein, contributor with Slam Magazine, 76ers color commentator Malik Rose, Peter Post in his new book, The Unwritten Rules of Golf, Jonathan Gottschall, he's got a new book, The Professor in the Cage, and Mitch Lawrence, NBA columnist with NBC New York and NBA Sirius Radio. I'm Elissa Walker Campbell, encouraging you not to drink and drive. Be safe over this holiday, and we'll see you next week for the biggest, the best in sports, the Big E Sports Show. So long, everybody.